Blog Talk Radio.
Truth.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Are the Bible's prophecies today's reality?
This could be the sign that signals the return of Christ.
World leaders are working behind the curtains.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Secret societies, secret oaths, secret proceedings.
Now, get ready for an hour of truth that will make you think. We'll examine Bible prophecy and see how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ for His church.
You're in the zone. Politics, Israel, the Middle East, the revised European superstate,
and more. All in the zone. This is the Prophecy Zone with your host, Phil Armstrong.
Far left, whatever, Democrat or Republican, will tell you, mostly
tell you that we're headed for a new world order. I think it's really cool, man. Yeah, we get one president, one, and then we won't fight war anymore. Okay. Man has never made a weapon they have not used before. And I'm here to tell you, we will use the bomb. If you read the book of Zechariah, it's Zechariah 14, I think. It talks about before a man, as man is standing on his feet, before he hits the ground, he loses his eye socket, his whole body just caves in. That's nothing more than a nuclear bomb. The nuclear bomb has been used on Hiroshima. So the United States is the only country in the world who has ever used the bomb. And we have not used it since. Fortunately, we have, in God's grace, we have not used it since. Jesus is coming back soon, and his reward is with him. And it's up to us to read his word and understand what is going on. So we know by the word of God, Revelation chapter 13, that, and I'm going to go ahead and read it, verse 16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark on his name or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him have understanding count the number of the beast, with number 666. Now, if you go back and it says in verse 15, it says in chapter 13 of Revelation, verse 15 says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, the world, now he had deceived them that dwell on the earth, the Bible says in verse 14, by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, and to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the womb by a sword and did live. So he causes everyone to worship the first beast. So the second beast causes everyone to worship the first beast. He says in verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercised all the power. Now listen to this. The first beast is a military political leader. Now, I do believe that the Bible teaches that this individual, whoever the Antichrist is, will rule the whole entire world. And the second beast, which is the false prophet, which would be a religious leader, will say to the world, hey, this guy is your leader, so I think you should worship him. And as he do that, you notice that he had the same power as the second beast. So if you look at political systems, if you look at Adolf Hitler and the Pope that was here at his time, Adolf Hitler never shared power with anybody, because Adolf Hitler was told the church, just like the Antichrist will soon do. Even the false prophet would turn on the church. Because remember, it said in God's word that John saw the Satan, false prophet, Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet spitting out frogs, evil spirits. And that was after the church was destroyed. So even the false prophet will turn against its own organization. Now, the world empire is How did it get this way? How did it come to the point of no man can buy or sell unless he had a mark in his right hand or forehead? Well, these organizations have been aiming towards this for a while. Now, Satan is guiding the steps of man through history. So the amazing thing is that Satan, now how many angels fell? We don't know. There's not a specific number how many demons fell from the grace of God. The devil and the demons are not under the grace, but how did they fall from God's leadership, should I say? Well, through pride. And I think Satan failed the same way, through the same tactics that he uses, and when he takes, when Jesus goes up to the mountain and Satan tempts him, Satan probably fell through the same thing, through pride. Of course, he did fall through pride. Now, the Bilderbergers is an organization that meets once a year. They used to meet, they meet once a year. I won't go into any specific group, but these guys are setting the course. So these guys meet some of the most famous men and women in the hierarchy of economics, banking, and corporate manufacturing. These people meet in secret, and along with I lost my train of thought because I just found out my cell phone was not plugged up and it was not charged. But anyway, these men meet without the press even knowing, or with limited media coverage, to set the trends of the world. Now, they met once before the Iraqi war. In 2002, they met, and it turned out that they decided in that group to let the United States go after Iraq. So they also met just recently to decide that they want the United States to go against Iran, and that's another program by itself. I do believe that the Pope, one of the popes, will be sent, bringing also the Catholic Church with him. I'm not talking about anybody in particular in the Catholic Church, but I'm saying that the Catholic Church will be the instrument that the false prophet will rise on. And even Pope John Paul and the current Pope believe that one of the popes will defect, so it's not just me. Also, the Club of Rome. There's been books written about the Club of Rome. I had a book on the Club of Rome. These guys meet. Also, I was watching a video by Ace Ventura, and he was doing it on conspiracy. He did part of it on the Bilderbergers, but he also did a part on the secret organization. I forgot what they call themselves, I have to remember. But they meet in Rome downstairs in the cellar. How about the Bilderbergers? How about the Bilderbergers? Bilderbergers is an organization from Yale. Both John Kerry and former President Bush belong to the Skull and Bone. That's a weird name for a group, isn't it? The Skull and Bone. And the thing is, how about even the Russian literature? Now, all these people who write these books were influenced by the devil. And the books I mean is the books that set the course for future trends. So a lot of these guys who write these books, demon possessed. So Karl Marx and all these individuals who write these books are demons, were demons possessed. So when we hear of the New World Order and we see books printed today about how the world will be in a one world amalgamation, and these are secular books, not Christian books, and you know that they are demonically influenced. Now, not 100% demonically influenced, all books, but a lot of them are. So Satan sets the trend. Now, there was a man named Vladimir Zhirinovsky in Russia. He's still alive. And he wrote a book called The Dash to the South, where Israel will be invaded by Russia. Now, do you suppose he knows the Bible? Or do you just suppose he's a madman? And because he knows that there are true resources in Israel that he can use to better his country. So he's going to try to invade if he becomes president. Well, I'm here to tell you, Glasnost and Zerb and Perestroika has already got you. These are also plans to lure the West to sleep while Russia invades the West. Russia never gave up the plan to invade the United States either. And that is coming too. But God has given us a brain for us to use. And so many people fussing about the rapture of the church and coming against pre-trib people where no one is actually getting a chance to warn anybody about anything. So these men and women who are running the world, Johnny Politonio, whatever her name is, and Hillary Clinton and all of these women are no better than the men. But you get, I think President Clinton, Obama, excuse me, will bring in the New World Order. I think he would do that. You think he will, Henry Kissinger? I think he will too. No, I don't. I don't think President Obama is the Antichrist, but whoever sets him in power, I believe George Bush also, are set in power by the devil. But I also think he's set in power by God, because the word of God says that he puts them in position. So what do we do? We stay awake. We pray. We go out and confess the gospel. I do believe that God is going to bring these men down. It says in Isaiah, they ask, and even in Revelation, they ask the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the one, the Lamb. They're actually hiding from Jesus. Now, it says in the book of James, go to ye rich men, weep and howl for your misery that shall come upon you. And here's the key. You have reaped treasures. Says in verse 2, your riches are corrupt, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the labor who have reaped down the field, which is of you, kept back by fraud. Now, remember that. Crieth and cries of them which have reaped and entered into the ears of the Lord of Sophia. Now, remember, we have a little game being played in Washington, D.C., in these corporate organizations, where they would set up these highly sophisticated investment vehicles, and they will turn around and go and lose the money like a casino, and then the taxpayers have to pay it back. That is what you call looting. So, and also, I live down the street from a Walmart, and I talk to some of the employers all the time, and a lot of times the organization, Walmart itself, what they do is they instead of paying medical, they decided to hire a lot of part-time people where they don't have to pay as much medical, which is genius. I think it's genius that they can have more employees for the price of one. They can have two for the price of one by hiring somebody for part-time, which I think is a genius. Dramatical. So, in the last days, rich men will reap up treasures. Now, notice it says your gold and your silver is tankered. Now, all these shows and all these radio shows, and I believe in buying gold right now, but a lot of these organizations that are talking about buying gold don't realize that gold will be worth nothing. Also, I've heard individuals say that gold will always be worth something. He says right here, it says in James 5, chapter 5, verse 3, it says, your gold and your silver is cankered. Huh. Isn't that weird? So I've heard people teach gold as if it was another god. True, gold will be temporarily a good instrument to confer riches. According to the dollar is backed by nothing. So, but the dollar technically should be still backed by gold, but it isn't. Now, let's get back to the lesson, which we still own of us. God is good, and he does not want any man to perish. But he wants us to come to the understanding that God is in control of all your life circumstances, all and every other thing. But he's given Satan time to run his 6,000 years. Because God wants to prove to the whole entire universe that his grace is sufficient. That faith in his grace, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God the Father will give a man peace. Jesus is the true Prince of Peace. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Santa's habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
Talk Radio.
way back, back before God confused the languages, Nimrod started to build a tower to reach heaven, and that tower was vertical, straight up and down. They tried to reach heaven by climbing up to heaven, by building a building. And they tried to reach Godhood. And God said, these people, no matter, he says, we're going to go down there and see what they're doing. Went down there and see what they're doing. Of course, he already was in heaven. It's just way God's way of saying, I'm paying attention to that situation. He says, there's no telling what they can do. So God destroyed it and confused them and sent everybody on their merry way with a different language. So now, as time goes on, man has not changed his stripes. Now the world government is going to be horizontal on the plains of this earth. But see, Nimrod wanted vertical first and horizontal second. They want horizontal second and vertical next, because the Bible says many should come in my name saying, I am Christ. Satan will probably, the Antichrist will say that I am God and send us in the temple, declaring himself as God. But he will turn around and probably call the men and women and the children of this world little gods. And there is doctrines in the church right now, I went to one church where me and a few people were sitting in a room, and I think we were doing a Bible study. And there were ushers. I think it was usher meeting. I'm not sure what kind of meeting it was, but one of the assistant pastors was saying that, hey, do you guys know we are God or we are Christ? And I thought he would mean we belong to Christ. He started teaching this doctrine. It's the same God. When the real pastor took off somewhere, he told us to chant, we will be healed, we will be healed, we will be healed. What kind of new world order stuff is that? But it is running rampant in the church today that we are little gods, or we could be gods, whatever, and use the book of Judges to defend that doctrine, which I think is ridiculous. So we are living in a day where there is a horizontal new world order coming, and we have to prepare ourselves spiritually. Now here is something I wanted to quickly talk about, and I'll go back to the lesson. Is that we need to be ready regardless if you pre, post, mid, whatever you are. I'm pre, and I will stick to being pre. I can almost tell you that. I will not waver. There are some individuals on Blog Talk Waver. Well, I said Blog Talk Waver. There's a lot of people wavering. I don't think this is the time to be wavering. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If we in the triple A, I believe that what's going to happen, and this is the warning I'm going to give everybody, is in the near future, it's going to get so bad that a lot of Christians on Blog Talk Radio stations are going to say, see, we missed the rapture. Within days, it's going to get really bad where they're saying, see, we're in the tribulation period. And they ain't going to understand where we at in the tribulation period, if we were in the tribulation period, which we're not. So I've had individuals who, people were asking, where was I for a little bit of time? I kind of took a back seat to my new host. And I wanted to give them some time. And there were some things at home that I had to take care of, issues that I had to take care of, but that's beside the point. I gave them some time to get some exposure. It's not like I'm famous enough, or I a better host than they are. I'm just saying I wanted to just let them, because I have three hosts. I have Susan Posey, Christina Wick, and Brenda Johnson. That's three people. And so three people are doing radio programs for me. So if you guys understand that, that's why I wasn't around. Now, me being not being around for about a month and a half, just doing a few shows, I had said on my radio program that I was going to start in November, really start in November. But I also said I was going to start in October, but I ended up starting in November. So I left and came back, and it's like some people are just kind of weird, at least one or two people that I thought was cool. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with pre-trip. It's just I thought that I'm just going to watch myself on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not taking any calls, sorry. Not taking any calls. Thank you. So, matter of fact, I'll probably take very few calls on this show for now on, unless I recognize the number. And I kind of think I'm not going to say that. So, I believe that the divisions that we're causing on secondary issues are enormous. We already have to contend with false doctrine throughout the church. And now we have to deal with people who think that the rapture of the church being free is demonic. Maybe since there's so much opposition to the pre-trib rapture, maybe it is the pre-trib rapture. Maybe the devil sort of knows that God will rescue his people because of that. Maybe the devil's not as dumb as we are. I'm just joking. But maybe he understands that, hey, I believe that God is going to actually take out his people. Now, God confused the devil when Jesus was born, remember? And also when Moses was born, the Egyptians and the Romans tried to kill off the Messiah and the messenger. So Moses was the messenger. That's why they had to. Well, anyway. So the devil's been trying to kill off the message. And when someone says that the rapture of the church comes from a dream that somebody was having and all this other stuff, Catherine Whitman, whatever the lady's name, I don't know what the lady's name is. I got the Bible in front of me. Why would you sit on my show saying, trying to explain all of that, which I don't understand at all. I'm not going to address anybody. I'm just going to ignore most of the people that are causing rapid stupidity among Blog Talk Radio. I'm just going to ignore a lot of that. I'm going to let people talk about me like a dog on their show. That's fine. Have fun. I don't have that type of pride where I'm going to chase you for talking about me. I just don't have that time. I don't have that time. Time is short. If you got a radio show, I'm not taking any calls. Thank you. If you have any, if you have a radio show and you're on Blog Talk Radio, I think the main thing is it's free. So you should be able to preach the message, preach the gospel. Get that gospel out and warn men and women. It says in Ezekiel 33 that we are watchmen on the wall. And we have to be that watchman. Instead of trying to chase somebody for being post-free, I have a lady on my show that I don't know what Kristen is post. I have to check out her show again. I don't know, but people probably ask, why you have somebody on the show that disagrees? Because I don't believe that we should be spending our time dividing the church off of issues like this. Now, to say that there is no resurrection, you may be in trouble. So to say that, to deny the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ can get you in a lot of trouble. And we need to make sure that we do not mess with the simplicity of Christ, the time and salvation that Jude talked about, that he didn't get a chance to talk about, but he wanted to talk about. But I guarantee you the time of salvation is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Instead, he had to go on and talk about false prophets. Men who creeped in to the church in the last time. And we have those men and women who are selling Jesus out, selling the gospel out as a prostitute. While they're selling the gospel out as a prostitute, we're sitting here fighting each other because they believe that the preacher of rapture is a lie. And their reasoning process for the preacher of rapture being a lie is that we deserve to go through the tribulation period. Oh, whoop-de-doo. If we do go through some problem, then it's going to weed out people anyway. So this is my message to you guys, to you people out there, that it's going to get bad. Before there is a rapture, it's going to get really bad, and it's going to push some people out. And I have to tell y'all this. Y'all have to be careful that y'all's spouse does not worry y'all out of the kingdom of God. You have to make sure the conditions of society, and I'm talking to myself too, the conditions of society does not weigh you out of the kingdom of God. It talks about different seed growing on different ground, and John and Luke. Those seeds was the word of God sown on mankind's hearts. Now, one of the seeds was sown on and through thorns. And the thorns rose up with the plant and choked it to death. The Bible says the cares of this life will choke you. Not careful. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
What you just heard was an actual recording of my daughter's heartbeat within my womb. And ever since my husband Jeff saw our moving, active, vibrant daughter by way of live ultrasound image and heard her precious heartbeat within the womb, he's been horrified that we as a society legally kill our children at this stage of life.
As a society, we legally kill our children.
This is the greatest human rights issue of our day.
To join in the conversation, Fridays 9 to 11, visit WeKillChildren.org and find the show. That's WeKillChildren.org.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we don't go blowing up people and killing our enemies because God never told us to do so, but we're literalists in our interpretation of what the Bible says. We believe it verbatim, we believe it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we live accordingly. So why is that so hard to believe that Muslims would do the same, because the Quran puts no limitations on the violence and the war against those who stand opposed to Islam, where the Bible and the New Testament, especially in grace under which we live, Jesus never mandates that we do such a thing. So, you know, they're literalists and we are literalists. Theirs causes them to be violent.
Rapture Ready Radio, live on Tuesday and Saturday, and the BB Report live on Thursday. Visit www.raptureReadyRadio.com for more show information.
Hey, everybody out there, my name is Phil Armstrong, and I'd like to invite y'all to join us on the Prophecy Zone every Thursday and Sunday as we talk about the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about world events like the Mark of the Beast, Israel, Middle East peace talks, Middle East wars. We're going to be talking about things like the end time generation that we live in, because we are living in the final days. So join us on the Prophecy Zone.
Hey, everybody out there. This is Phil Armstrong from the Prophecy Zone. Join me on November 20th, 2010 at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as we welcome to the show Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster as we talk about the soon coming economic crash and the currency that will be one day worth zero. Please pray for America and join us that night as we would talk about these things and much more. Stay informed.
All right, we're back. The New World Order is coming. Jesus Christ is coming. Prophecy is being fulfilled. There are many people all around the world studying about the New World Order. And the New World Order should be sending men and women to God. And what I mean by that is that the study of the New World Order should be sending men and women to the feet of Jesus, but it doesn't. All it does is we're in an information society. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 12 that men will go to and fro seeking knowledge. Yeah, men to get and women and get in a car, because I've done it before, or get in an airplane and go off to learn. I used to be a commodities trader, and I went all the way to Arizona to learn how to trade commodities by individual who is very legit. But anyway, and it works. I had the Moses complex, where Moses decided to do other things rather than be Pharaoh and live in Pharaoh's castle for a time. And the Bible says that sin lasts for a season. It's only so long that you can do sin and be okay with it or get away with it. Pretty soon it's going to catch up with your old tail. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Where was I at? Anyway, the 144,000 Jews was preached to the multitudes. And it says in verse 9 of chapter 7 of Revelation, it says, "I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people, and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, both with the white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and upon the Lamb." They will preach, the 144,000 Jews will preach to the whole world for witness and to Jesus Christ. And the message is salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. salvation is from Jesus Christ. It's from God the Father through Jesus Christ. And the 144,000 Jews will preach this gospel. And the new world order will soon fall. The new world order will not continue. Now, remember, the word of God says that world without end, that means the entire globe, the world that you sit on now, that is actually so huge that you can't tell that it's spinning 3,000 miles pretty fast. I think it's 3,000 miles an hour. The thing is huge. But it's so huge that you can't tell it's moving. Well, the globe that we're sitting on, God says it will not end. This thing will go on for millions and millions and millions and millions and trillions of years. Now, believe it or not, hell will also go on for that long, for a long time. Now, time will be no more. Time is created. Time is not something that always exists. So eternity, God sits outside of time. Now, God sits in 5, 7, 20, I don't know how many dimensions God might sit in. And whoever's in heaven may be in many dimensions. We don't know. God has not given us that. But I'm pretty sure we have a lot of things to hear, learn in heaven. Paul was taken up to heaven, and he could not order what he saw. He could not say what he saw. He saw flint. The new world order is a coming. These banks are collapsing. The economy will collapse in the near future. You mark that. But in order to make it out of here, you're going to have to look past that, especially if you got a spouse that always worries, or you're in a position where you always worry. You have the Savior of the universe. He takes care of those things. He said that a sparrow will not hit the ground unless he knows about it. He says he knows the number of hair on your head. Even my bald head knows how much hair should be there if it was. But see, these organizations who are bringing about a new world order think that they're doing justice. They think that they're doing God justice. They think that they're doing mankind justice, but they're not. They only do it, most of these guys only do it in their own pocket justice. Check out Alex Jones. He's not, I don't literally look at Alex Jones as a Christian, but check him out as far as information that will let you know what's going on in economics. Someone was on my show the other day asking, why are you talking about social issues? And I'm like, we live in a social world. We live in a world that we can't get out of. So these things point to the end times. So to calm your nerves, which I don't think this individual's nerves will ever be calm, we're going to do exactly what we were doing before. We're not going to pay attention to these other ministries who are causing trouble. And I just believe that some guys listen to too many shows on Blog Talk Radio, and it's getting to a point of becoming false. And what I mean by false is the message that you're preaching was correct, and now you are beginning to you're beginning to soften your message, which is not good at all. Now, if you listen to my past shows, I don't sit on here and tell people they're going to hell, but you are. We're headed to hell. We need to tell people that instead of getting all soft and goo-goo-gaga, you need to be telling people, hey, God has a better plan for your life. Jesus has a better plan. He died on the cross for your sin. And we need to stop telling, now I'm not talking about anybody on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm talking about somebody in the faith movement, in the churches all the time, even the church that I was attended. We got to keep quit telling people that, you know, think positive. Do this. You know, God superly loves you. And not tell anybody that, hey, you shouldn't be doing this and you should be doing that. Well, they say, well, God, this is not a religion of work, so, or this is not a religion where do's and don'ts. But at the same time, I do want to know that you preach the gospel to me, the full gospel. And Jesus, the gospel has a list of things that we shouldn't be doing. You know, it tells you in Revelation that no, it has a list of people who are not going to enter the kingdom of God. And we need to be told that. Most of these churches don't even preach about the end time. Most of the churches in the United States do not cover the end time because they are so delusional to believe that we don't need to hear about the end time. It's like pastors have no idea how close we are. And if they do, it's casual conversation. One third of the Bible's prophecy or more? So that is true, then why ain't anybody preaching the gospel? And then there's individuals who think black and white and Puerto Rico, all the color issues is the focus of their life, the focus of the community. You know what? That old-fashioned religion that got the African-Americans through at least slavery and the civil rights movement at times, it's not changed. But even the black community is not, I mean, pastors of the black community have sent out the gospel. The gospel is still here to save man, to separate us from our sins. Anybody out there know that, say, that God comes to break you from bondages that easily beset you? Bondages that are slowing you down, weighing you down. Do you know that God has come to bring you knowledge about himself? In the book of Ephesians, he sets out a prayer that we should be praying for the knowledge to know Jesus. And with that being said, to know Jesus, peace. You truly have joy, not happiness, joy, and contentment. Is it cool to go out and get your career and be able to provide for your family? Nothing wrong with being able to provide for your family. But how much are you willing to pay for that? Are you willing to not spend any time with your children? To go out and make more money? Now, if you and your wife need the money and you're never around, I guess you'll have to survive. Military does it all the time. Time is short, folks. And if you listen to some of my shows, somebody calls me date setters. I believe that Rosh Hashanah is, and could be, the time of the rapture. But I know some date setters. I can show you some date setters. Big time date setters. Matter of fact, I know one that came on my show. If I tell you that war going to come soon. I mean, is that a date? I mean, I'm a date set. I'm going to be wrong. So far, a lot of people who are supposed to be accurate in their forecasts have been wrong. I I mean, we only got like 2 months, a little under 2 months before Gerald Celente will be proven wrong. Alex Jones has been proven wrong before. A lot of people have been proven wrong. But they don't go and say, Jesus told me. I believe Castro will be dead before the turn of this new millennium. Oh, okay, Benny Hinn. No, I don't see anybody chasing after Benny Hinn. Well, actually, a lot of people are chasing after Benny Hinn. Not from Blog Talk Radio, though. They're too busy chasing me because I'm a date setter. I'm an event setter. How about that? I do believe that I can be wrong. I tell y'all that in my past radio programs. Hey, I can be wrong. Well, have your eyes open. Now, I've changed my show. I've changed it. I told y'all that I'm not going to date set, but I will tell y'all that we could be in war by next summer. Am I date setting? We could. Look up the word could. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the Lions could beat Patriots on Thanksgiving because Cleveland beat the crap out of the Patriots yesterday. But, dude, if somebody called my house and threatened me and put up videos about me that I said the Lions could beat the Patriots on Thanksgiving, well, Patriots fans, right? I mean, give me a break, man. Jeez. I'm going to tell y'all the Antichrist could come from Syria. I mean, am I a person setter? I mean, people are going around talking about Obama, the Antichrist. I mean, wake up, please, people. You guys, wake up. For y'all to say that Obama's the Antichrist, that's worse than saying for me to say a war could start by next summer. And I admit, I have said that times of all will be something will happen on all three times and only happened once. That was in 2008. And I still believe that times of all was set apart for events that happened to the Jewish people. But this time it did not happen. Am I a date setter? Probably is. I mean, event setter. How about that? So am I going to be wrong sometime? Yes. But this time we got to manage it. We got to manage it right off the bat. Wow. My show is only a year or something old. So we're going to manage information off the block. And we're going to go from there. We're going to be growing pretty soon. So take heart. God bless y'all out there. We're going to be doing this show. I'm going to be filling in for some of the hosts if they can't do it. I'm going to have somebody who fills in for people who can't do their shows. But God bless y'all out there. I want to tell all my hosts, thank you for being the host of the show, your shows. Keep up the good work. And tune in to, we're going to open up one more Prophet Zone from the Prophet Zone Network 1, 2, and 3. And I'm going to have I already have a radio program called Common Salvation, so check that out on Blog Talk Radio, the Common Salvation. So God bless y'all out there, and y'all have a wonderful day. God bless.